Betsy? From a compete level standpoint, Dean, is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, 100%. You know what, honestly, they were looking for it, right? The players, I think. Yeah. Did we do, you know, some stuff yesterday to engage them in that or make them aware of it? Yeah, but I think they were accountable, which is what, you know, you want, right? It's one thing for coaches to talk and yell and point out things, but it's another thing for them to understand it and be accountable for what happened, and they did that.
And how much of a difference did that make when you were protecting the lead in the third to have that at the level that you wanted to have?
Yeah, the compete level, yeah. Right? The puck battles at the end, didn't like the last face-off, but in the neutral zone. But yeah, the compete level, the willingness to battle out some pucks at the blue line to win some puck battles that could have went to the front of the net. Yeah, we were engaged in those, and I assume, you know, we'll watch the tape, but assume that we won most of them.
Gordy, what was that stretch like where you're down 2-1? I think you probably thought you were the better team at that point. And then how big was the Severson goal to bring it in?
Yeah, and then have another challenge and not, you know, and go against us again. And I'm not saying it was the wrong call, obviously it was the right call, but it's just like, oh my gosh, like again, right? I think maybe you guys will know, but we've had a challenge every single game. So yeah, you think, oh, here we go, right? And maybe we did, but again, we've talked about our team's composure in those situations, and probably would have been easy for them just to go, oh, you know, like again, like get another negative situation go against us or turn negative, but they didn't. So, again, that's a lot of leadership qualities within there.
Yeah, true. You just answered the question I was going to ask, so I'll flip to this.
Then don't ask it then.
And I'm not.
Ask a new one then. You got to have another one. I know you're reading off your phone.
No, I'm taking video. Kevin Dineen was in here earlier and told us that when he visited you, on the whiteboard was written compete or something like that, very large.
Well, he's not supposed to tell stories. He's a coach.
But he didn't finish. He told us there was two words, but he wouldn't tell us what the second one was. Can you fill us in or no?
He's played a lot of hockey. He just forgets probably, but he saw it. That was the biggest one, that we wanted. And, yeah. Again, we have things that we want to talk to the group about, but they knew they didn't compete the other night, and they did tonight, and it's nice to get reinforced, right? That you do the right things, and you know, although it was still tight, and you know, we had to grind, which is good, right? It's good to go through that. So, but to get reinforced with 2 points, clearly. It was big tonight.
Mark, you knew that Tampa would push in the third, and there were multiple huddles during some of the timeouts there. What was the main message you wanted to get across to your team there?
There was a few things. We thought we were getting lost a little bit with their D jumping up. We were on the wrong side, so that was one. I think Fordo had a chat with the group about the 5-on-6 that was coming, you know, just for some reminders, and I think Bowler had one that talked about some face-off stuff that we were trying to be a little bit too cute in the third period, trying to make plays as opposed to just simplify. So there's several messages that that we tried to deliver in those situations, but we certainly didn't have to talk to them about the desperation that they played with at the end. They did that on their own.
Early in the game, there was a moment that seemed a little bit weird. Was it the wrong guy that came out of the box there when Jenner and Voronkov were there? They stopped the game.
They let him out. They weren't supposed to let him out, and they let him out. And it's it's on us, obviously, that he shouldn't have been let on the ice. Their guy, I don't even know who it was. So they thought it was too many men on the ice, but yeah, he was coming out of the penalty box. So there's no, you know, nothing we could do with that.
We've asked you a lot about Marchenko so far this year because he scored 5 goals in 5 games. But in that moment, I mean, is that something that when you have a player of that talent and that ability for him to kind of seize that moment early in the third, score a big goal like that, is that kind of a guy stepping up? And is that what you need your best players to do?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, you've seen probably at the end, too, he was on the ice, you know, maybe not the last couple of shifts, but he was on the ice to defend, and we need him to use his skill set in all different areas defensively. Obviously, we want him to score goals, which he does, but we need him to continue to have that competitiveness, that two-way game, that he can be on the ice in all situations, and he's done that, and he's getting rewarded, obviously, with goals as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
You know what? Ports, take the day off.
What was the second one, Coach?
What
was the second one?